This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, tribal sovereignty and its preservation was the focus of the NCEI's winter session in D.C. this week, and the federal government has reduced census testing sites in several areas, including two with tribal lands. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Protecting tribal sovereignty is a top discussion at the National Congress of American Indians 2026 winter session, which is taking place this week in Washington, D.C. NCEI President Mark Macaro highlighted the importance of tribal sovereignty in a State of Indian Nations address. Macaro says before there was a U.S., there were sovereign tribal nations.
Our sovereignty was not created by treaties, nor granted by Congress. It is inherent and existed before colonization. Treaties did not give us sovereignty, they recognized it. The Constitution did not define us, it acknowledged us. Federal laws did not create our rights, it memorialized them. And yet, for centuries, our sovereignty has been attacked, and attempts continue to constrain and diminish it. Yet our nations continue to govern, continue to lead, to teach, to resist, and to rise.
Macaro says recent attacks include calls by Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt to limit tribal sovereignty, which Macaro says is appalling. Tribal leaders in Oklahoma agree with Macaro's sentiment. Reggie Wassenaar is governor of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma.
This day and age, we shouldn't have to ask why tribes have a sovereignty. We shouldn't have to ask what the tribes' capabilities are, how they can function, how they can prosper, and who are tribes. That should not be asked today.
Wassenaar and Macaro say tribal leaders are often educating elected officials about American Indian history, tribal sovereignty, and the U.S. government's trust and treaty responsibilities. Before every census, the federal government picks several test sites, focusing on hard-to-reach areas. But the Bureau has canceled that testing at four of the six regions, including two that cover Arizona tribal lands. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, this isn't the first time the census has changed course with Indian country.
In fact, this also happened in 2016, when two reservations in Washington and South Dakota were nixed, citing budget uncertainty and funding shortages.
Now we're in 2026.
That's census consultant Sandra Mitrovich, who co-leads the Natives Count Coalition. She's also a member of the Berry Creek Rancheria of Maidu Indians of California.
In the last two decennials, not only have we had the undercount, but we've had this cancellation of test sites for tribal areas twice.
Mitrovich says one concern is that the Trump administration is considering to use Postal Service staff to replace temporary census workers to conduct the count and cut down on costs.
A lot of households are left invisible to the census, and they also have non-traditional addresses.
In 2020, the nonprofit Native American Rights Fund reported that more than 80% of all registered indigenous voters in Arizona outside of Metro Phoenix and Tucson rely solely on P.O. boxes. This time around, San Carlos and White Mountain Apache homes in Arizona, as well as Cherokee households in North Carolina, are being left out. The Census Bureau would not say why.
And how are we going to say that we're going to carry out this fair and full representation that this survey is supposed to provide of the country?
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
And on this day in 1978, the longest walk by Native activists began. A startup ceremony took place on Alcatraz Island, where the group then proceeded to travel by foot from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. to build awareness of treaty rights and injustice. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.